last few days, it's been so hard to go near water. Everything makes me think of her. A lake, or sink, or faucet, or puddles, or bathtub, or rain, or swimming pool. It also tastes different, like it's got salt in it. Most of the time when I'm swimming, I feel stronger in fear than anyone in the world. I love the feel of my hands pushing out, the air making a stream of bubbles from my nose, the power of my body to move fast without moving at all. I always tried to teach her how to swim, but Sandra never wanted to. I never in my life saw her on the water except once in Africa. It seems so long ago now. We went to Kenya because she thought we could change the world. Instead, the world fell down on us like some giant waterfall, and everything beautiful in Africa fell down on us too and made us feel so small. I think that's why she did it. I think that Sandra just wanted to feel as big as Africa.
Let's try it again.
All right, but this time I'm going to let go of your hands, and you have to mirror what I'm doing without looking, okay? Close your eyes. You ready?
Wait, I'm not ready.
Too late, girl.
I can feel your... I can feel the energy from your hands.
Yeah, well, I could feel you ate something garlic for lunch. Come on, try.
I am trying. Wow, that's cool.
Okay, freeze. Oh, Lord.
Let me lead. I want to lead. Let me do it.
All right, that's fine, because I happen to be a genius at this.
See? I should have been the leader.
Name, please.
Chapel McKenzie.
Your name? Doug Johnston.
Place of residence.
Toronto.
Citizenship?
I'm Canadian.
Canada.
But I live in Johannesburg.
You're Canadian.
Is this your passport?
Yes, sir.
What brings you to South Africa?
The letter tells you why I'm here.
Why are you here?
I just said I live here.
I want you to tell me what the letter says.
I'm looking for my friend who's been missing for 13 months.
Why are you here?
I'm a journalist. This is where I've been posted.
You travel a lot, I see.
Yes, sir, I do. I travel a lot.
Where will you be going to look for her?
Well, just wherever I can. Here, in Johannesburg.
Doug, will you at any time be going into the township?
Yes, I will be going into the township.
No, ma'am. Not if I can help it.
What is your business?
I'm an athlete. I swim.
Where do you work?
With the South African Bureau of UPI.
I'm a swimmer.
What do you do for a living?
That's what I do.
Are you home to stay?
Yes, ma'am.
I train. I'm on this branch of the Canadian swim team. Like, we're not professionals yet, but we're getting professional training.
Well, if you're so busy training, why are you in South Africa?
Because my friend is like family, and she's missing, and I need to find her.
What sort of piece are you working on now?
Nothing specific, just the general coverage.
It's all in the letter there that's in my passport. See, if you just read the letter, it tells you it's from my member of parliament. See?
I need to check this out.
What do you mean you need to check this out? Thank you.